Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 49 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 47 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 45 degrees.
Alpha Alpha 0, Hotel Alpha 5, AA0HP, listen. AA0HP Alpha Alpha 0 Hotel Papa. Following CQ indication. AA0HP Alpha Alpha 0 Hotel Papa. Following CQ indication.
Yeah, copy that. This is KSAD. You're coming in a little bit scratchy, but I can make out what you're saying, over.
I didn't get the call sign. Just call sign again. You're coming a little thing. I'm using about 5 watts on a Chinese radio.
Yeah, copy that. I am also using a Chinese 5 watt radio.
Interesting. I'm here at Menards at Saginaw location, and just playing with new radio, and it seems to be working.
Yeah, I assume you mean the Menards out in Saginaw Township. That's not too far from where I'm located.
Now you're coming in. I got your 5-9. You're coming in really well now. Yeah, it's a Bofang, one of those, DF-F88P Pro, if you could say all that in one sentence.
Yeah, copy that. I've got a UV-5R, a Bofang UV-5R. I was inside, I was just getting ready to log into work, but I took a step outside to take this home. Yeah, I'm familiar with Menards. It's probably one of my favorite stores. What, you picking up anything in particular out there?
I'm actually the commercial. I'm delivering garden soil and peat moss, so what have you. So I just happen to be in this area. I logged into the feeder book to see what the feeders were available. Can you give me a call sign one time? I'll send you a report.
Yeah, copy that. Maybe you're inside of your vehicle, but I can hear you okay. This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec, KF8EDQ.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec. Yeah, you're coming in really well, actually, and I really appreciate your reaching out as you go to work.
Yeah, no problem. If anything, I would suggest maybe a different antenna if you're still using a rubber ducky. I've got a Nagoya 771 on, and as long as I'm outside, it hits the repeater really well. But you know, if I'm spending time inside, it comes off scratchy, I imagine. So, well, all right. I'll wish you 73s, my friend. And I will be monitoring and clear after your final to KF8EDQ.
This is Alpha Alpha Zero Hotel Papa with the same antenna. Clear.
Good morning, 0800 hours, partly sunny, 50 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours, sunny, 55 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours, mostly cloudy, 62 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours, mostly sunny, 63 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, partly sunny, 67 degrees.
WA1RC Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. Thank you.
usually I can make do with a railing on one side, but two sides is better though. Over. Alizé Tony, over. KBAOK mobile with standing by and monitor.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, mostly cloudy, 70 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, mostly cloudy, 70 degrees.
CQ, CQ, CQ. This is Alpha Alpha Hotel Papa Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees.
Roger, roger. Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India, standing by. 2RZ, this is Whiskey Bravo 8, Romeo Whiskey India.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, partly sunny, 70 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly cloudy, 70 degrees. VHF hub. Disconnected. Good evening, 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 70 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, partly sunny, 67 degrees.
Good evening and welcome to Lapeer County Net. This net meets every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on the W8 LAP repeater. This repeater is owned and operated by Lapeer County Amateur Radio Association, and our repeater trustee is Mike Nichols, W8YRC. My name is Kevin, call sign is KB8TAR, and I'll be net control for this evening. This time, are there any mobile or portable stations wishing to check in? Please call now. Any stations with announcements for the net, please call now. All right, nothing heard. We'll take our general check-ins now. Anyone wishing to join the net this evening, please call net control now.
This is KE8YGV, Russ and Davison, checking in.
N8VLC, Vicky and LaPierre.
KE8ZTX, Terry and LaPierre.
KCACHA, it's Barnes Lake.
All right, so far we have on the list KE8YGB, N8VLC, KE8ZTX, and KC8VHA. If you did not hear your call sign, please try again. All right, nothing heard. Good evening, everyone, and good evening, Russ. I was wondering how you were doing. Missed you at the Aries meeting there the other day. So let's start with Russ and stand by Vicki. KE8YGV, KB8TAR.
Yeah, good evening. This is Russ, KE8YGV. And doing well. I'm sorry I missed the meeting. I have finished most of my treatment and therapy, and I had a scan. I'm just waiting for the results of that scan, and hopefully it's all clear, and I'm certainly feeling a lot better. I had a couple bad months there, but a lot of their chemicals seem to put me back on board, and I'm not really doing anything anymore. I take just one pill a day now. So, doing well, and I'm glad to be awake and moving forward for springtime here. I'm looking forward to getting back involved with the club and Aries and all the different meetings. So, good to be back in, and I'll hand it back to the net.
I'm glad to hear you're doing better there, Russ. Very good. And next big event we got coming up in June is Field Day, so don't forget to stop by for that one. There'll be information in the future on it, but it's towards the end of June. All right, sorry guys if I sound tired. I worked all weekend at my daughter's house, and I was working outside this evening, and I'm beat. so that might be why I'm sounding tired. But, Vicki, go ahead, stand by. Terry, N8VLC, KB8TAR.
Well, tired KB8TAR, this is N8VLC in LaPierre. Russ, it's nice to hear your voice, and I thought I saw you pop in on Slack the other day, and I was wondering what why we hadn't seen you or heard from you, and I apologize for not knowing what you've been going through, and I still really don't know, so... we're going to have to do some catching up and find out what's going on. But on a lighter note, I'm glad that you're feeling better and that you're ready to join us all in some summer fun. So there's that. What we've been doing, I've recently found myself kind of infatuated with satellite tracking. It's always something with me. I just can't seem to stick to one thing very long. No, that's not true. I am finishing up my obstacles. But, I got on to the International Space Station the other night, got on the log, and that was thrilling. And I've been since trying to do it again. And over the weekend, it was just an enormous pileup. Everybody wanted to get in on it. So, but it's fun, and it's a glorious sight to see them crossing over the sky above your house at night. And I just really like that. And this time of year, you can just sit outside and watch it go by. So anyway, I will send it back to you, Kevin. KBATAR. This is NABLC.
Very good, Vicki. Yeah, the ISS is a popular one, no doubt. Yeah, it amazes me. It seems to me I've seen the space station up in the sky, but it was moving so quick against the background. It was... kind of impressive how quick those puppies move. All right, excuse me. Terry, go ahead and stand by Dick. And then after Dick's transmission, we'll take a standby. KE8ZTX, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, KE8ZTX. Welcome everybody to the net tonight. And Kevin, I know how you feel. It seems like that spring cleanup and that work just doesn't get done nearly as fast as it used to anymore. So I don't like to admit it, but the bones do get tired after a while. But, yeah, Vicki, I've been playing. As we had talked to you at the Aries meeting about the satellites, and yet when you're looking, when you do it after dark for the space station, the sun hits the solar panels and lights it up. So you can see it really well after dark. It makes it a whole lot easier to follow by hand when you're pointing your antenna right at it. But they didn't seem to like my voice a whole lot because it isn't like, when we first got on, I just barely caught a response, and then they were gone, and I couldn't make contact again. So they did respond to me, but Vicki made real good contact with them the other night. And it is a lot of fun, but it's definitely not, it's not a one-man job unless you've got several, more than two arms. But the next project is a tracker. We'll see if we can get that made so we can just sit in the chair out in the yard and do it. Make it a lot easier for us old parts. But everything else is going pretty good, but that's about it for now. So back to you, Kevin. KEA-ZTX.
I think that's how the amateur astronomer guys do it. When they track planets and whatnot, they've got it all computerized, and they just type in the coordinates, and away it goes. So I guess that's your next toy. All right, Dick, go ahead, and then we'll take another check-in. Go ahead, KC8VHA, ABATAR.
ABATA. Everything's going great here. Doing some yard work. Went in and got a yard of dirt and got about half of it spread where I need to put it. Now I got to put it someplace just to have it. That's about it. I know I've been reporting about my wife and her problems, and she's feeling pretty good. She's been a whole month with having to go to the hospital, so she's feeling real well. So back to you, Kevin. KC8VHA.
Well, good. That's great news there, Dick. I'm glad to hear your wife's feeling better. So very good. And Terry, I forgot to mention. I got a ton of trimming, bush trimming to do around the property here. I let it grow up, and it's just a beast now. I got to beat it back every year. But I just purchased and used tonight for the first time a steel gas-powered hedge trimmer. It's like industrial strength. So, it turned a formerly two-hour job into about 15 minutes or less today, so it works great. I would recommend one if you get some trimming to do. All right, we're at the bottom of the list, so we're looking for new check-ins. Any new stations wishing to join tonight, please call Net Control now. All right, no other stations heard. Let's go back up to the top and go ahead, Russ, and stand by Vicki, KE8YGB, KB8TAR.
Yeah, thank you. It's exciting to hear you all that you got the chance to get in and talk to the International Space Station. That's pretty neat. That's kind of exciting stuff. I'd like to try to do that sometime. Just great to be hearing everybody again. I think I tried to get on last week, but for some reason I couldn't connect with anybody. I did hit, I think there's an emergency group that meets on Saturday morning that I was able to connect up with last week. But anyway, it's great to be on the air again and hear everybody's voice, and I'll give it back to Net Control.
All righty, Russ. Yeah, we look forward to seeing you get there in the near future, getting back on your feet. All right, Vicki, go ahead. Stand by Terry, NAVLC, KB8TAR.
K
KBATAR, NATLC. Russ, what we can do, if you stop by for field day, I'm sure Terry will have his whole satellite rig there for everybody to play with. And as long as there's some satellites going by or whatever, welcome to give it a go. It's a lot of fun. And Kevin, I was also curious because when we were getting ready to leave Terry's meeting, you had said something about trying out some 6-meter during field day and wondered what kind of antenna you were planning on using. Because we're looking at some of these 6-meter antennas on YouTube, and I can blame Larry for getting me started on YouTube, by the way. It's like crack. But there's a bunch of different designs out there, and wondered what it was you were doing. So I will send it back to you, Kevin, and you can answer me. NATLC, back to you.
Well, that's classified information there, Vicki. So I just mentioned 6 meters, or maybe Will. I can't remember now how we got on the subject, but it's just a band that would be open during the day, or should be open during the day, I should say. And it's just a band that, you know, might be a free band that nobody else is on. That's why I was thinking about it. But I have I think it's called a double bazooka. It's horizontal, but it's essentially a dipole that uses coax for the, you know, the wires. I bought it commercially. I did not make it, but that's what I have for 6 meters. So, I don't know if that answers your question or not. And I'm not recommending that style, but that's what I have. All right, Terry, go ahead and stand by, Dick. KE8ZTX, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, KE8ZTX. Well, now you know what my next project is. I'm going to have to take the TV away from TV and the computer. But if you're going to be on 6 meters, you might have some competition if I get my act together and get an antenna made quick. My work is never done. But it's fun. It's all fun. We enjoy doing it. So we may or may not have something going by field day, but we will definitely have the antenna for satellite contacts and see what we can do with that, play with that. But other than that, hope to see everybody at field day and at the meeting and get a good turnout. And hope everybody stays well until then, and then continuing on afterwards. So with that, that's about all I got. So KE8ZTX, back to you, Kevin.
All righty, Terry. Yeah, no worries on the competition. We'll make her work. All right, Dick, go ahead, and then we'll take another standby. KC8VHA, KB8TAR.
Yes, Eddie here, everybody. Have a restful night, good night, and the rest of the week. So, back to you, Kevin. KC8VHA.
All right, you take care, Dick, and hopefully we'll see you soon. All right, we are at the bottom of our list, and we got a whole whopping 15 minutes under our belt. So we're looking for new check-ins. Any new stations wishing to join the net, please call now. All right, nothing heard. Anybody else for any other rechecks or business for the net, please call now. All right, nothing heard. So we'll talk to everyone next week, and thank you very much for joining the net this evening. This is KB8TAR, returning the repeater to normal use. 7-3.
VHF hub connected to LaPeer VHF. Good evening, 21 hours. Sunny. 64 degrees. Thank you.
This is KF8EDQ, and I'm monitoring.
How you doing this evening, W8YRC?
Copy that, W8YRC. I believe this is Mr. Donald, if I'm not mistaken. This is Mike from Saginaw Township. How are you doing?
No Donald over here. This is Mike and Lapeer, W8YRC.
Copy that. I got my call signs mixed around there. I thought I heard RCY, but no, YRC. So, W8YRC, Mr. Mike, nice to meet you. I'm doing well tonight. I'm just kind of winding down on my evening. I had a busy day today. I ate well, I exercised well, and now I'm just kind of listening on the radio and seeing who's listening.
Yeah, real good. Yeah, I got some projects done around here today, and getting ready to want to go camping again, but I don't know, you know, status-wise, time-wise or whatever, I don't know when I can go yet, but I didn't get to go over the holiday. I stayed around the house, got some things done, so went out to the camper and played, pretend like I was camping. And a bonfire and stuff, so better than nothing. That's a lawn mow today. Got some trimming done. I'm doing about the same thing, just kind of winding down. Let's see what happens tomorrow.
Yeah, copy that. Fortunately, I did get to go camping over the weekend. I went up to the Isabo River this last weekend for 3 days. I went up Friday, came back Monday, and there's a bunch of campsites along the Isabo River there. You can take a boat across to get to them, and you know, you get plenty of space to let dogs run around and whatnot, and it's a good time. I frequent up there. Where do you like to go camping?
Haven't really, well, I like Vassar area, the Crystal Lake area. That's a pretty nice area over there. Got some nice lakes. There's another one in Vassar I was going to go to, and I canceled that one. Something came up, and couldn't go there, but there are a few around. Covenant Hill's been there, but I don't care where I go, actually. I'd like to find some property where I could just go by a river or by a lake and don't cost you an arm or leg to go, but there were few and far between.
Yeah, copy that. A lot of the private campgrounds, they will charge you, you know, they will charge you for good campsites, but no, the campsites I'm talking about are, you can get to them on recreation.gov. They're for like federal campsites in here on National Forest, and it only costs $10 a night to get to them, if you can believe that.
I have to look that one up. That'd be cool. Yeah, I don't you know, care, you know, drive 3-4 hours, don't need to do that, you know, but even close by, I just like camping. I used to be a scout master and got my son through scouts, and yeah, I just like it, but we used to do all the tent and stuff, and now we have an RV, so that makes it a little bit nicer. We just got back from Hanvention, us and almost 38,000 other people. I guess that's the most people that have been there in forever. Last year was like 36,000, this year's pushing 38, so I knew there was more people. Saturday was wall to wall.
Yeah, copy that. I'm actually a new ham, and so I didn't even know Hamvention was a thing until about a couple of days after it happened. I got my ham ticket, and I heard people talking about it on the radio. Maybe I'll have to go one of these days. It sounds like a very interesting event. But, so, like, I've got a question for you. What's your favorite camping activity? Because I'll have to tell you a little bit about my camping setup. Because I like to go out in the woods. I have two dogs, and I usually take some friends with me. But, like, what do you like to do to pass the time while you're out there? Because, like, I like to, sometimes I play bocce ball or just maintaining a fire out there can also be time consuming.
Well, I take my, I got a go box. I got a Yaesu 991A. And I have a 2730 dual band. I have the, maybe I put that in my RV, set up the antennas, and play around HF and goof off, playing ham radio. Keeping the fire going, I burn a lot of wood when I'm camping. Probably never goes out. I could almost throw a few sticks in the next morning and start it up again, because I like to have the fire going. If there's a lake by, I'll go fishing, you know, just whatever, you know, it's like, you know, you can do nothing or just putz around and whatever, there's no rules when you're camping, I guess.
Yeah, copy that. That's probably my favorite part about camping, the no rules part. Sometimes I find myself sitting in a chair, just staring at the trees and staring out at the water, because it's beautiful, you know. So I find myself just spending a lot of time just staring out into the you know, the distance, and then I will play games, like play some card games or whatever, or just, you know, walk around in the woods with my dogs, or really much of anything. But I really do have a strong appreciation for camping, and it's fun to meet other people that enjoy it too. And you know, it is surprising, believe it or not, I run into people that are not big campers, but they can appreciate people that do it.
WYRC. Every year our church goes camping at Covered Hill in August, and I did in the past. I took my popcorn machine. I got a commercial popcorn popper, and I made coffee. So I was the host of the popcorn and the coffee every morning, and every evening was popcorn, every morning was the coffee. So I seemed to have a lot of people come to my campsite. So I always enjoyed that. My popcorn machine's kind of wore out, but we're still going to make coffee this year. So we won't get the young ones, we'll just get the old ones drinking the coffee.
This is KFA-EDQ for radio identification purposes. I copy that on the coffee. I'm an avid coffee drinker. I like the, well, when I'm out in the wilderness, I don't have any power to plug into, and maybe you kind of have the same situation going on. But how are you making your coffee then? I use a butane stove to boil water, and then I use a French press to make my coffee. How are you making your coffee in the morning?
Like I say, if I'm not around power, I have a generator, so I still have power with a generator. Or if I'm in a campsite that has power, I'm all set. And then I have a Keurig, a dual. It makes a pot or makes a one cup for Keurig. So, yeah, I got all the bells and whistles, so I'm not really, my wife says, this is not camping. I said, yeah, I know, but it's fun.
Yeah, copy that. There can be, I would say that there's different, maybe different levels of camping, and I like to do the kind where, like, I'm way out, like far away from other people, and there's definitely no power, no running water. You got to bring all your own water and whatnot. That's the kind of camping that I really like to do. But so that's why it's a little. If I use a coffee maker at home, I call it cheating. But I like to use the French press, particularly when I'm out camping. Well, I'll have to keep in mind the popcorn, because I am a big popcorn lover. So I'll have to come up with some sort of rig to make popcorn while I'm out there, because, you know, I know I always want some munchies while I'm out there.
Well, something like that, if you're backpacking or going back in the woods, I guess the most convenient thing is to get some Jiffy Pop, stick it on a fire, and you can pop it that way. It's not quite the same, but it's still popcorn. What was your call again?
Yeah, copy that. My call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec, KF8EDQ. And yeah, I'll have to think about that on the popcorn. Sometimes I'm kind of particular because I like putting real butter on my popcorn. So I might have to when I make popcorn at home, I use real butter, absolutely. So I would have to have a similar setup when I'm out camping, because microwave popcorn doesn't necessarily cut it for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I have an air popper, and I make popcorn and then real butter. So that's the best way. So, yeah, I got friends here in Lapeer that I went to school with your last name. So, interesting. They live over here off Haines Road. Or, not Haines, Rouge Lake. But, anyway. Nice talking to you, Mike. I'm going to get out of here and go back and see if I can looks like 15 meters has opened up right now. Oh, by the way, I am not a new ham. I've been a ham for 46 years. So me and all that extracurricular activity at the camp, and that's why I like the RV. I give up on the backpack and stuff. Anyway, not that I don't like it. My body don't want to do it, so 73 WARC.
Yeah, copy that WARC. I eventually will probably be in the same boat. So as for now, I'm gonna try and enjoy it. It's pretty strenuous work to get out to where I go. Yes, it is. You gotta haul all your stuff up and hill and whatnot. It's not the easiest thing in the world, but I do enjoy the heck out of it. So, yeah, it was nice to meet you. Take care, 73. And this has been KF8EDQ, and I'll be clear and monitoring.
Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 60 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 57 degrees.